All right, at this time, I'm going to have Stephen come on up. Stephen's going to preach. I don't know if you guys know this, but like, there's not a whole lot of time or rest for bivocational pastors. I don't know if you know that, because you got to work Monday through Friday. Then you got to in between. Then you got to do sermon prep as well, and then Saturday prep as well. So actually, we have a schedule down where we have more people adding them to our teaching team, right? And so Brother Stephen's going to give the word. So let me pray for him this morning. Father God, thank you again for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, I pray right now for my brother Stephen, Lord, that the power, Lord God, of your word would come to life through the words that you want him to share. Lord, empty him, Lord God, of any of his own thoughts and ideas, Lord God, and I just pray that he just brings your word to life. Your word is enough, Lord God. There's no power in our words, but there's power in yours. So, Father God, bless this time, anoint the message, Lord God, and I pray that you would use him in a powerful way to encourage us through the power of your word. We love you. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
All right. How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody's feeling blessed. Who here is a little tired? A little tired, a little bit. All right. Tired. All right. Who here feels like they're running on empty on Sunday? Right? They've gone a whole work week. Right? Kids aren't back in school yet, so you have to do the whole kid thing. Right? Make sure they're okay, they're fed. Yeah, because we have to feed our kids, right? They can't go hungry. Right, so we're tired, right? We're exhausted. In today's society, right, we tend to get so busy that it seems like we can't get enough. There's not enough time in the day, right, to do everything we need to do. We start to operate on what, energy drinks, down about 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. Man, if you're drinking that much, I need to pray for you. You don't need that much coffee, guys. Let me tell you, right? And what does that mean about our cars, right? If we try to drive our cars on empty, eventually what? We're going to what? Run out of gas, right? And then we're stranded. Hopefully you have AAA, right? There's one thing in today's society that we seem that if it runs out of battery, guess what? We're going crazy. Anybody knows what that is? Cell phones. There you go. Our youth, right? Our little kids sometimes. Like, man, my device is running out of battery. I need a charger now. And you're like, it's at home. You're like, go home. They want you to stop what you're doing at that moment and go home just so that you could charge their battery on their device, right? So in our walk in Jesus, sometimes we tend to fill up our battery, plug in, get the source from the Lord spiritually, and then we try to go all week till the next Sunday, right, before we even get fed again from God's word. Some of us, right, are trying to figure out our lives, our circumstances, and we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we're sick and tired of the revolving door that keeps happening in circumstance where you're giving your effort, and you're giving your effort, but yet to no avail. It still has the same outcome. Today, we're gonna look into how joyful it could be if we tend to take a break from our everyday busy life, and we could take a break and really sit and dive in to what God has called us to do and where we get our energy source from spiritually, because that energy source, man, God is good. Let's go. Let's calm down. All right? That energy source never runs out. The title of today's message is Stay Connected, Life and Power in Christ. Where we're going to be reading out of John 15, okay? And this is a familiar parable to a lot of us, because we know about the gardener, the vine, and how to stay connected to God, right? We've read it. If we haven't read it, we're going to read it today. But we need to realize that the source of God is where we need to be connected to. But how do we do that? If, you know, way back in the Garden of Eden, right, we see what happened due to sin coming into this world of Eve, right, eating that apple that broke that bond, that connection we had to Christ, right? But hey, guess what? We already know the end of that story. So let's turn our Bibles to John 15. And we're going to read verses 1 through 17. Says the vine and the branches parable. verse 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. That does bear, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch could bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. A lot to unpack right there, right? A lot to unpack. Brings me to my first point. God is the source of life and power. He is where we get our ability to be at our best, right? And we see that in verses 1 and 2, where he says it straight out: I am the vine and my Father is the gardener. So what's the purpose of a gardener in a garden? Pull weeds. What else? Yeah, discerns, right? What else? He waters. So we could say that his job is what? To protect the garden, right? So just like the Father is to protect the garden, for one, he is our creator. Because we can't have a garden if we don't have someone to plant that fruit, right? Plant those trees, plant those plants, right? He created us, right? He will protect us from the enemy. Considering fact, what? The enemy did what to Eve? In Genesis, we know he deceived her, right? The serpent deceived her and got into her mind. So the same way that everyday life and what we're seeing in society is to what? Deceive us and pull us away from God, or else you're not what? Socially acceptable. Or you have to go ahead and do what society asks. Go to school, do all these things, and that's what true success is. But what is our success? That we could get burned out from doing that. My wife just graduated school, and I remember the endless hours she put towards her schoolwork and her homework, and I got teachers that also graduated school. Jasmine, who went and got her master's, and you know, Giselle's in college right now, and the endless hours that they put into their craft, it gets tiring, right? We get tired. It gets tiring. And if we don't have a true, let me round that back. But with all that busyness, guess what? That's where, if we're not connected to God, if we're not focusing on who our Creator is and trusting that God's going to protect our mind, the serpent is going to weave in our mind, and we're going to start feeling like what? We're inept, right? We're not able to do this. Why am I even here for, right? Why did God even choose me? Why am I not enough? So we need that protection of God. We need to have him over our life. And we also know that he has a purpose for all of us. So I ask this question, what do you need to prune out of your life to be more connected to Jesus? Is there a hobby? Is there a pastime? Could it be you work too much and you put all your efforts into that? Or is there something hidden that you don't want anybody to know about, right? What can we ask God to say, hey, God, I'm tired. I need more time with you. Prune this out of my life so I can be better and work for your glory and glorify you. Have that relationship. All right, let's get back to Scripture. So, John 15, 1 and 2 was that verse that we used for that. Now we're going to go into point number 2, which says, Jesus is the connection to life. Without him, we are dead. And we see that, right? We see that in John 15, 4. Where he says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. It says, Jesus was sent for us to have a relationship with God. Right? So if you think about this, you have when you buy a new cell phone, what do you get? You get the phone, you get a cord. You used to get the little power box to plug into the wall, but now you got to kind of figure out how to get that on your own, right? Or you have to have one from previous. But you got to get all that together. So without that cord or that power box, your phone will not charge. You are not connected to the power source. You cannot connect to the power source. So what God did was he sent Jesus the power box, right, so that you could be able to plug into the source and be connected to the Father, and then you can start to receive from his goodness. All right. His willingness to sacrifice is all we need, right? Jesus was willing to sacrifice for each and every one of us so that we could be what? Free of all of our sin. We can have that life and that relationship with God, and we can have that avenue and pathway to him. We were given the Holy Spirit. But Jesus says, we're clear, if we do not stay connected, we cannot what? Bear fruit. We cannot be charged. We can't even have that energy to do what we need to do in Christ. I ask another question. How connected are you to Jesus? What are you allowing to get in the way of your relationship with Jesus? Is it work? Is it family pastimes? Is it time with family? All good things, right? If you're working, that's a great thing. I'm not saying that's bad. But are we allowing it to take too much of our time that we forget to what? Get into our word. Are we forgetting to make that time to pray? Are we forgetting, you know, we're getting so busy and caught up on what we got going on for the day, whether it be work, family, sports activities, extracurriculars, that we're allowing ourselves to forget to pray to God, forget to have our one-on-one time with Jesus. Sometimes, for all of us who have been in ministry for a while, it's our ministry. Right, sometimes we could get so caught up in doing God's work that we forget that we're doing for God, that we're starting to get tired and burnt out. We're experiencing that burned out feeling, and we're like, man, not getting it all. We're running on empty. But we got to plug back in. We got to get connected to the energy source. Quick story is this last week I had to go to Chicago area so I could train. I'm in the RV business industry, And I obviously it serves how to sell services and be all this. And I was so, you know, I had to get up early. Well, not really, because my flight was at 12, but I got up early anyways. And then I, you know, I got to the airport and all my flights were delayed. Right. And so it was a perfect time because I could actually, yeah, I was frustrated. I was like, man, why we got to get delayed? If anybody knows me, I like to be on time. Ask my wife. Sometimes, what, about 15 minutes early to everything. Right. And even pastor says, hey, no pasa nada. No pasa nada, right? That's our thing. No pasa nada when you're late. So all my flights were delayed, but I was going back, right? They're ahead a couple hours in time. And when I got to Phoenix, I barely made my Phoenix flight because my Fresno flight was delayed to Phoenix. Like, I got lucky that flight got delayed also. So I got to Chicago, and being that I was already up late here, you know, I was up and had woken up California time. They're already, what, 2 hours ahead. So I got to Chicago or the hotel about 12:30, 1 o'clock Chicago time, which is only 10 o'clock our time. So I had to wake up early that morning to be in training, and I was just so, so tired, right? So our sleep is essential, right? We got to re-energize. That's what I'm trying to say, is if I felt like I had no time to be able to get my prayer in, get my Bible reading in, that I was like running on spiritual emptiness. I felt it because I also had to miss out on our community group that we meet, right? Each and every Monday. But the thing is that even in that busyness, I made time to pray. I made time to have at least a couple scriptures. You know, that snack time with Jesus Christ. It wasn't my full devotion time, and bear with me, it gets hard. We get busy. Okay, but the fact of the matter is parking the car back and getting back in is we have to be intentional. That intentionality to be with Jesus is what is going to re-energize us and keep us connected to Christ. Point number three, it says, remembering to take time and staying connected to Jesus is not optional. It is necessary in all aspects of life. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you will do nothing. And it starts with the non-negotiables. And I learned that from men's Bible study with Henry. It says, there's the non-negotiables. Your prayer and meditation time. Right, your Bible reading. Right, you gotta have that time. That's a non-negotiable with Jesus. When you're living this life of Christ, you have to have that time to be able to be connected to Christ and be able to operate over the overflow. And bear fruit out of the overflow. It says fellowship and community groups, men's and women's Bible studies, next gen. This goes all the way down the line to even children's ministry. We got to have those groups. We got to have that time. God never called us or intended us to do this life alone. You know, there was times where I can honestly say that if it wasn't for my brother Henry or if it wasn't for other brothers in the church, that I could easily step back and distance myself from. But if you guys know Henry, he ain't going to let you distance yourself. He will go and find you. Right? His favorite verse is, I forget where the address, but he is a fisher of men. He'll fish hook you if he needs to. But fellowship is important because if we're going through something, if we find ourselves going backwards in life, we have those brothers and sisters to pick us back up. There's times in our lives where we're not even going to know what happened to our lives. All of a sudden, we think we're going straight, and all of a sudden, our whole life have taken a left turn. And guess what? We don't know how we're in a circumstance where we're at. It could have been to our choice, a poor choice we made, and we just decided to step back and quit or anything like that. This is this is sounding like it was more for leadership, but I'm going to tell you, it aches for everybody. It even goes for the unbeliever. Right? If you're here today saying, man, I'm not even in ministry and I'm already tired. I'm tired of the circumstances in my life. I'm tired of where God is even leading me at this moment. I don't even know who this God is that you guys say is so great and is the energy source. But all I know is I can't pay my bills. I can't do this. I can't do that. And you're caught up in that circumstance and you're already just beaten down and you're tired and you're tired of fighting. Finding a way to get into the door of a church will plug you in and get you connected so that you can start to recharge and get that energy of love that you need from Jesus Christ. That's why fellowship is so important. Point number four is we were chosen by God to follow His command and love each other as He loves us, which requires us to be fully present and connected to Christ. See, God didn't just send Jesus Christ so that He could preach some parables and show us how to act. He sat there because He loved us so much that He had to find a way for us to be connected. He had to find a way for us to be in relationship. So if He was able to love us that much, if He was able to send His Son to die on the cross for us, and Jesus to be willing to follow through when He could have just saved Himself multiple times, don't you think that He deserves us to be present and stay connected as any way, shape, or form to Him? He deserves that from us. What I am saying that is this, is that it says this in verse 15, John 15, 12, and 13 says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. He loved us enough, right? That He laid down His life for us. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends, meaning be a servant to one another, to go down and be there for each other. Go out there and show the love that Jesus has shown you that you guys know so much. He goes on to say, he's like, you did not choose me, but I chose you, right? And appointed you so that you might go and bear more fruit. So our sole responsibility is to stay, be connected, be energized enough so that out of our overflow, we can bring those unbelievers to Christ. Jesus was, I tell you, at that moment, if it wasn't for Brother Henry coming into, and I said this multiple times, coming to look for me when I was missing in action, I could tell you this right now, I wouldn't be here today, but God is good. Being obedient, God is good. When you're obedient to Christ, He will do things that even you didn't think were imaginable. Today, I was looking at my notes and I said, you know, how am I going to tie in this vine to people that I know that are struggling, that have not even known how to be in ministry, because this is more of a ministry for leaders. And I said this, I said, God is for everyone. God's love is for everyone. Everyone deserves to have that connection back with Christ. It doesn't matter of their past, because if everybody were to look at their past, we are guilty of sin. Some sin is sin, whether it be this great or this low, right? They deserve to be connected back to the Father. They deserve to be forgiven. Each and every one of us are loved by God, called by God, chosen by God, so that we can all do the work of God. That means bearing fruit. That means sharing with your brother. Hey, I want you to come to church with me this day. Or if you can't come to church with me, let's go to this community group. Smaller groups usually bring others into the actual big church. But we are called to do God's will. And God's will is saying this. I'm going to use you to bring as many people with you. You know, it's not about us just getting into heaven. We need to bring our whole family, our whole friends, everyone we come in contact with, we got to be able to bring them with us to heaven. Since we can see God has laid the blueprint for our lives, He has created us for a purpose. God knew that we would get busy. God knew that we would struggle. God knew that we would make mistakes in life, which is why he sent Jesus. So that we can feel his love and want to stay connected. When you feel loved, you want to be in that place. You want more of that place. You want to feel that love and never let it go. We already know what it's like when we are disconnected with God, right? We know the feelings. We know how hard and horrible it is when we don't stay connected. We know how drained we feel when we're not getting that charge. We know how it feels when our battery is dead on our phone and we need to make that important phone call. So why not keep it connected? Why not stay connected? Why not keep energizing ourselves and keep us together with Christ and live this life so that others can see God through you and want more of that than what you got? See, the power will radiate off of you after you have been connected and you're overflowing your battery life. People will want more of you and want more of God because they could see it in you, and you just smell beautiful because God is beautiful. So here's how I'm going to ask this. Have you been disconnected from God and need to accept Jesus for the first time? If that's you, then we're going to get to that here in a second. Have you walked away from God and need to reconcile and reconnect with God through repentance? Have you been connected with God and are seeking his guidance on where he is calling you so you can bear more fruit? Where is God leading you? But when you ask that question, God, where are you leading me? You better be ready for that answer. And be ready to obey. See, God is good. God will lead you as long as you're willing to stay connected. As long as you're willing to be obedient, God is willing to go that extra mile. But God loves you so much that even if you're not ready, he will wait for you. He will start to prune. He will start to plant that seed if he needs to in your heart. By no means am I like one of the greatest preachers of all. I'm still learning. And I thank you guys for the opportunity to be up here and you guys accepting this message today. But what I will say is this, is that my desire is to bring glory to God and to bring as many people as I can with me when I go into heaven. So I thank Christ Community Church. I thank the opportunity that I'm able to grow in Christ, that with staying connected with and having that life and that power in Christ and that opportunity to do. I am grateful and thankful for Jesus, for one, for calling me and bringing me out of that sinful life that I was in. Not to say I'm perfect, because I sin every day. And we got to be okay with that, because God is going to forgive us. Right? As long as we repent and never do it again. Right? As long as we proclaim that Jesus is Lord each and every day of our lives. He's truly our Savior. So the question is, are you connected? See, I'm going to go ahead and close. I moved a little quicker than I really wanted to, which, God, it's good. Could have been nerves. We're fine with that. But I can say this. These questions are going to come up again. Where are you at in the garden? Where are you in the garden? Are you waiting to be planted? Has that seed been planted in you? Are you ready to get connected to Christ but just don't know how? Are you just this lonely wire or this lonely device that doesn't have that wire or that power box that needs to be plugged in? If that's you today, then when we pray, we're going to have that prayer of salvation and you're going to get connected today. Maybe you've accepted God, you know who he is, you've been in the garden and somehow, some way, you're the branch that's starting to wither. You need to find that way back to get you know, get reconnected and get healthy with Christ. You need some of that that medicine to get better. You need to have that heart to heart of repentance. If that's you today, we will also do a prayer. Or if you're number three, life's going good. You have that life where you're just connected each and every day. You're reading. You're praying. You're waiting on God. You're in that season of, where does God want to lead me? Where is He leading me at this moment? And you just want to hear Him say, all right, I need you to go here. You want to know what your purpose is, and you just need it revealed to you. We're going to pray on that as well. I didn't tell Michael I was going to do this, but I'm going to actually have him come up here. And this is why I'm going to have him come up here. And then I'm also going to have, Stephanie come up here. And we're going to do what is called an altar call. Okay? We're going to do a little altar call. And the reason why I'm going to do an altar call is this. Because you may need to pray for something, or need to have prayer hands laid on you in some way, shape, or form, that you just need that intentional prayer just for you. And if that's you today, if that's you that says, hey, I need Jesus, right? I need a special touch. It is me. I am going through a struggle. I am going through something. I just don't know what it is. Or I know what it is and I'm just afraid. I'm going to ask that you just come up and just get with one of them so that they can lay hands on you. They could pray for you intentionally. I'm going to ask Brother Henry to come up as well, so that we can have more hands and more feet. Let's not be shy. This is not, I'm going to ask that everybody bow your heads, close your eyes, so that they could feel comfortable. Right? I'm going to ask this because this is where getting connected starts to make sense. It's that willingness to say, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. I need to get right with Jesus. I need God more than ever today. If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, come on up and I'll pray that special prayer of salvation for you. Today we're getting reconnected in the right way. We're getting reconnected to the source. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Today is a day that all the obstacles are going to start to cave down, and you're going to make it your way to the source. You're going to get plugged in to Jesus. And if you're not serving and God is tugging on that heart and you just can't make it up here and you need that special prayer, just raise your hand. Anyone else? Anyone else want to come up? Come on, this is your time. This is the time to be one-on-one, connected to the vine, right here, right now. Anyone else need that special intentional prayer today? Father God, today we are breaking strongholds. We are breaking obstacles. We are going to live through them, through you, Heavenly Father God, because we know the only way to the source, Lord God, is through you. God, Jesus is the connection. Thank you for sending your Son on the cross to die for my sins, Heavenly Father God. For all of our sins, Heavenly Father. God, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to this place, Heavenly Father God. And as the prayers keep going, I pray that you answer each and every one of those prayers, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you remove all obstacles of fear, of pride, of doubt, of unworthiness, Heavenly Father God. I pray that you can forgive each and every one of us right now, Heavenly Father God, that we can have the willingness, Heavenly Father God, to step out in faith, say, yes, I need you, and we come up and pray. Amen. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? If any of you need to accept Jesus Christ, follow me in this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I come before you sick and tired of being sick and tired. I come before you needing life over my death of life. Lord Jesus, I know you went to the cross and after 3 days, you rose from the dead so that I can be free of this sin. And I proclaim you as Lord over my life. Come into my heart, reside, cleanse me of all sin. And from this day forward, I promise to serve you with all of my ability. If you prayed that prayer in earnest, right, just come see myself or Pastor Michael after, because we'd love to pray for you and celebrate. If you need that prayer of reconciliation, we're going to say this: Lord, I am sorry. I know you are the Father. I know you're the only way, the truth, and the life. I know you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for me, and I just failed. I am sorry. I need you in my life. Forgive me for my sins, and I turn myself back over to you. I need to be connected again. Plug me back into that source so I can feel charged and who you called me to be in life again. If you prayed that prayer in earnest, come see one of us after church and we will pray for you. If you're connected and you need God to reveal what your purpose is in His path, in the garden, what fruit you're going to bear, are you a peach, are you a plum, are you this, are you that? I don't know all the fruits, I'm sorry. I do, but I don't. Then what we're going to say is this: God, I love you. I want to serve you. My heart is for you. Thank you for being that life source in me. I feel ready. Use me in a way that I can just glorify you in heaven, Heavenly Father God. That I could bring much of my family, my friends, my co-workers back to you, Heavenly Father God. Use me. Where do you want to use me? If you prayed that prayer in earnest, come see one of us and we'll make sure we have a spot for you here at Christ Community Church. Father God, I just want to say thank you for this message, Heavenly Father God, and thank you for using me in a wonderful way, Lord. Thank you for those that are still contemplating, Heavenly Father God, because you are going to settle that storm in their mind, Heavenly Father God, and you're going to bring clarity to them, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for using the parable of the garden and the vine, Heavenly Father God, and the branches, Lord, that we know that God has protected us and is going to continue to protect us, Heavenly Father. God, thank you for that. Thank you for being that protector. But God, thank you for sending Jesus so that I can be connected to your source of energy, Heavenly Father God, that I can start to grow and bear much fruit out of the overflow of what you have called for me, Lord. Lord, thank you for this time, Heavenly Father God, that we can take a few minutes and come to the front in prayer and surrender, Heavenly Father God, that only things that only you can cure, only you can reconcile. Only you can take care of, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for always being present in each and every one of our lives, even when we don't see it, Heavenly Father God. Lord, thank you. Be with our week, Heavenly Father God, as we get ready for the work week, Heavenly Father. And I just pray over tonight's fellowship event at Pastor Michael's, Lord, that you could just bring the numbers, that we could have a time of fellowship to glorify you, Heavenly Father, and come together and do life together. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we say, amen.